Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and your whole system goes into overdrive? Yeah, that's stress talking. It's like our inner alarm bell screaming, danger, danger. But what happens when that alarm bell keeps ringing, even when there isn't an actual fire? That, my friends, is adrenal fatigue. And trust me, it's a real thing that can leave you feeling drained, burnt out, and just plain exhausted. Today, we're diving deep into the world of stress management and adrenal fatigue, because let's face it, navigating this crazy thing called life can be tough. We'll uncover some powerful stoic practices to help you regain control, find your inner calm, and feel like a rock star again, even when things get hectic. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and change the way you approach stress. First off, remember this, your thoughts aren't facts. Ever heard the saying, garbage in, garbage out? Well, it applies to your mind too. If you're constantly thinking negative, catastrophic thoughts, that's just fueling the fire of stress. But here's the cool part. You can choose your thoughts. Practice mindfulness and challenge those negative thought patterns. Replace them with positive affirmations and focus on what you can control, because stressing over things outside your influence is like trying to catch smoke. Number 2, embrace the power of acceptance. Life throws curveballs, it's a universal truth. You can't always change what happens, but you can change how you react. Stoicism teaches us to accept what we can't control and focus our energy on what we can. Think of it like this, trying to resist the tide is exhausting. Instead, learn to surf those waves. Third, prioritize your well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Make time for things that nourish your soul. Whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally is like charging up your inner batteries, allowing you to handle stress with more grace and resilience. Fourth, find purpose in the chaos. This one might seem tricky at first, but trust me, it's powerful. When we have a sense of purpose, even amidst challenges, stress feels less overwhelming. Think about what truly matters to you. Your passions, your values, your relationships. Focus on contributing to something bigger than yourself, and you'll find that inner strength and resilience grow. And finally, number 5, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but it's a game changer. Every day, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the silver lining, even when things are tough. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're rushing around, juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social obligations. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your mind is racing, and you're constantly on edge. Sound familiar? This is classic stress overload. But here's where those stoic practices come in handy. Instead of getting swept away by the chaos, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this feeling will pass. Focus on what you can control, like prioritizing your tasks and setting realistic expectations. And when negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations. Remember, you've got this. By practicing mindfulness, acceptance, self-care, finding purpose, and cultivating gratitude, you can turn that stress overload into a moment of calm clarity. So remember folks, managing stress and preventing adrenal fatigue isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about mastering your response to them. Use these stoic practices to build resilience, find your inner peace, and conquer any obstacle that comes your way. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and you've got this. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of calm and confidence. And if you have a story about how these stoic practices helped you overcome stress, hit me up on social media. I want to hear all about it. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.